Cyclists took over Greater Victoria Saturday during the 11th iteration of Ryder Hesjedal's Tour de Victoria, a regional choose-your-own-adventure event for cyclists of all ages and abilities. We had perfect weather for cycling. It wasn't too hot, there wasn't that much wind, said event director and Olympic cyclist Seamus McGrath. The elderly participate in our rides, and people as young as 2 years old. They're all out there, having the same experience on a bike, supporting each other. Roughly 2,250 people participated in this year's event, with cyclists choosing from 10 different routes ranging from kids' rides to a 160-kilometer circuit. All routes started and ended near the BC Legislature building, where a portion of Belleville Street was turned into a post-ride beer and burger garden. It was huge success in our eyes, McGrath said. The participant feedback was incredible. By 3 p.m., speakers were blasting Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive while cyclists enjoyed their pints and participation medals. Nicole Martens was finishing some French fries after completing her first ever 100-kilometer ride. It was a lot of hills, she said with a laugh. I had really good support from the family, and other riders were so wonderful. It's very encouraging, people build each other up. Martens came from Vernon with her husband and son for the ride. When we came in at the end gates, I was at 99.6 kilometers, so I did a few laps around the Parliament buildings and got to 100, she said. Friends Liz McGrath and Christy Green both participated with their children, whose ages ranged from 8 to 12. It's an exciting family event and they love doing it, Green said. McGrath agreed. They look forward to it every year, and every year they try to push themselves a little bit further. N. Grossman at TimesColumnist.com.